Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards, a Dungeons and Dragons 5th Edition actual play podcast. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me, in no particular order, are the players and their level 3 characters. Brayden.
Velik Dagar, half-elf, Hexblade Warlock.
Caleb.
I am Kaito Itata. I have an axe. I'm a warforged barbarian.
Brandon.
Ikurok Poonchley.
Blood Hunter, half-orc.
Tomo.
I'm playing Steve Tehuman. I am a human ranger.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards.
Halt! Declare your names to the constable of Chintadu. Now, or die. You will not escape.
Who's got persuasion?
I'm the charisma guy. Yep. Do you know Gurm?
Hey, do you know Gurm? I don't know how casually you threw that out.
That's the best I can think of.
Does Gorvas know Gurm?
Oh no, we've associated Gurm with this murder.
Episode 17, A Poison Spritz.
Garmin the Sea Pickle.
Yeah.
Do you have a moment to talk about the Book of Gurm?
He's no stranger here, but you, stranger, I say declare your name to the constable of Chintadu. You, mage in the armor, you tell me your name. And you, fake elf man, you tell me your name and why you're here.
I was hoping I could run far enough.
Brother, what you doing? I tell you, you can't put out the sign.
We erased the sign. I mean, what? Yeah, brother.
A couple of the half-orcs go outside and come back and say,
Gorvas, that's right. It's just food and drink on the menu there. It's just food and drink.
Oh, very well then, very well then. I just go check upstairs, why don't I, Braza? I won't find anything there, right?
And Braza is not meeting her gaze.
Maybe so, maybe so. You three, I hadn't forgotten about you. Declare your name and your purpose in Chintadu.
She's pointing directly at you, Kaitoa, first to the left. Four half-orcs start advancing on you with long spears. You notice that all of Gorvas's battalion has extremely long weaponry, halberds and spears.
I bow down to a knee and I like reach in my sides, readying a weapon, but also kind of trying to admit a humble, like, hello, how are you? And I explain my name. I am Kato Itata.
Show me your weapons.
And I pull out my right hand with a dagger.
Stay where you are. Axe. Next. Yeah. You fake elf human. What's your name?
Well, since we're going honest,
yeah,
I'm Aaron Telchains.
Telchains. Aaron Telchains, where your weapons?
And I cheekily summon my greatsword in one hand, and then zoop it, and then summon it in the other hand, and then zoop it.
Zoop it.
And then shrug my shoulders.
Can you spell zoop it?
Can Steve try to sneak away while he's zooping?
So actually, yeah. I mean, you're doing something kind of crazy. Roll like a dex or a sleight of hand or something magical. Magical sleight of hand.
Me?
Yeah. Mr. Belling.
Belling.
It's not very good. That's an 8.
a magic. Put that weapon away, whether it be the witchy voodoo or other type. You put it away.
Yeah. It's away.
Little man to the side there with the poncho. What's your name? Show me your weapon.
You're the Siegfried and Roy.
You're trying to escape in the shadow. I see you rolling.
Can you roll a d20 on your shadow skills or whatever?
Stealth?
Yeah. You've been trying the whole time. God, you want to escape. The kitchen
has a curtain
that is, to the right, Steve.
21.
Oh, fuck. You sneak into the curtain. Gods!
Okay. Oh, no,
gods,
no,
I see the human escape!
I cast Disguise Self. Nice. I am now a scrubby, fat cook.
Nice.
In the back.
Oh, fuck.
Golf clap, Steve.
Okay, Steve, so you have just entered. You burst through the curtains to the kitchen in the back of the first level. There's a keg stand. There's a couple of big chopping blocks. And you see a sort of a fish freezer and a big dish sink. What do you do?
I run to the back corner and cast Disguise Self. I am now like a grubby, like grease.
What are you doing?
I basically cower in the corner.
Oh, you're cowering. Okay, yeah. You're cowering. Well done. Good job. So you have a well coordinated 4 or 5 half orc guards burst in and say,
"Where did he go?
You, this boy, cowering there by near kegs.
Don't kill me! Don't kill me! Don't kill me!
Come out! What's your name?
It's Barth. Kill me,
Barth! You come out with here. We have a little bit of a lineup. Come on, you come out with us here."
And they beckon you.
We're all
okay. I will agree. Is there a door?
There is a door directly to your right that leads to the outside, to the south. To the south. There's the docks district. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. I've soiled myself. Can I have a moment? Just, I need to pull myself back together. I don't want to stand in front of everybody with this mess all over me.
Roll a charisma-based skill.
It's just gonna be charisma. Because I do not have any of those skills.
Any roll will do.
Oh, God. 20! 90-20! Holy shit!
Okay, now dash out of there as fast as you can.
What's that?
Now dash out of there as fast as you can.
As soon as they turn, like, it really stinks! Oh, as soon as they turn in disgust, boom.
They don't care. All of a sudden, they just don't fucking care about you. What are you, a dish boy? Get out of here.
I have put on myself! I'm gonna end. I'm like, I need to go!
All right, hey, Steve, just text us where we're going to meet up again, eh?
Rook and Beleg and Kaitoa, please tell me where you are.
I'm standing beside Kaitoa, I'm assuming.
And I'm standing in the, at the bottom of the stairs. They're just out of sight, kind of
Rook,
listening to what's going on.
Back to you, Rook. You managed in the initial burst of a real military presence in this small tavern. You made it away.
So I'm going to... whereabouts exactly are they in the tavern?
Your companions are being questioned.
Whereabouts in the tavern are they?
They're just in front of the bar.
Just in front of the bar. And I'm at the bottom of the steps, you said?
Your like pinky toe is on the bottom staircase, corner. And you look down and you see the scene. This, what you now see to be, not a half-orc, but a hobgoblin female. with this huge halberd commanding the scene.
So, I'm going to put my hand on my sheathed short sword and continue to stay in the out of sight and, you know, ready an attack if I need to spring into action to help out my companions who are being questioned and interrogated here.
Okay, and anything else? Do you shout out, or do you at the moment simply stay stealthy?
I am.
I'm like, on the tip of my tongue is the word stealth check.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Oh, fuck. Okay, dude, roll. You can totally beat this.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the scene is so focused on shifty character number one, armor suit, and shifty character number two, Aaron Tellchains.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to say.
There is a possibility for you to just eavesdrop. Do roll.
Okay. Oh, shit. Natty 20 and my stealth.
Shit. Nice. Okay, there and you go.
My stealth at 2, so it's 22.
You're a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
Kaitoa.
Hello.
The four or five half-orc guards that are flanking you very closely have raised their spears, you know, so the tips are pointing at the ceiling, and you see the hobgoblin female constable close her eyes and take a deep breath. This place is needing order and law. I told you, Brazza, who is standing off to the side, not making eye contact at all, I told you, you can't be doing this. We have to deal with the pirates. We have to deal with the foreigners. We have to deal with all kinds of people trying to undo what we've done here. What are you doing? Let the people move on to Center Town. Just to serve the pottage. I love that pottage, man. The stout. And this hobgoblin is shaking her head, and she lowers her halberd. Armor suit, you, come up right in front of me. And she shows you the 2-foot space directly in front of her. Now!
I humbly walk up and kneel before her.
Why are you here? And take off that helmet.
I try and I look at her like it's not coming off. I like
take off your chest plate.
I do the same.
If you can't take off your helmet.
I dig ass, and I just, like, try and take it off, and Rupert, like, not coming off.
A bunch of steam kind of goes up towards her. Who controlled this? You human with the elfist, the sticky ear. What do you do with this suit of armor?
Kaitoa, I have Kaitoa to do menial tasks. He just... Earlier,
power him down, then. He annoy me.
Kaitoa, lie down.
Well, I'm already kneeling before her, so I start knitting.
That's too mean.
Kaitoa, can you make some sort of a skill check or maybe a dexterity check as you whip out a couple of knitting needles?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. 12.
Oh, okay. Very skillfully, you take out a couple of metal knitting needles, apparently, and maybe, I don't know, a sheep's wool or something, and you start kind of knitting something.
Gorvas, he's drawing a weapon.
Gorvas looks what down in disdain.
And I don't have wool, but I think I still have some fiber. Says,
what kind of sick shit this? You have a servant girl trapped inside a armor-plated body.
He's a work in progress.
A he or a she? What kind of warrior knit?
Hey, be careful. He fights as well as he knits.
My family would take a diss and a laugh. Now tell me, Mr. Chelchain, what you doing here and why I gotta bring down my men on the place before the night even start.
You want to hear it from the beginning?
No. I want to hear it from the end. Why you here? Answer my question.
Came here for a beer. We saw some dice games being played.
And the 30 people run out, say blades drawn, say you run around making crazy.
Sometimes that's just what happens when dice get played.
Mr. Telchain, I don't take this kind of rabble rousing too lightly. I got enough to deal with up in Center Town where the gambling gets out of hand every night. And I like you, Brazza. I like you.
And Brazza, off to the side, is still looking down at the floor. And Vilba and her entire staff has lined up beside Brazza. And you even see now two people come down from upstairs. A young lady in pink and a young lady in purple as well.
What do they do? They just come down?
They go alongside Brazza and the other tavern staff that are sort of lined up along the kitchen wall. The scene is at the moment silent.
I keep knitting.
Yeah. Like I said, we're playing dice, and I see you like Brazza, and I'll defend Brazza. We started to bet a little bit heavy. The drunk dwarf over there got a little upset when he lost, draw a sword, and all hell broke loose.
All hell broke loose. I heard that one before.
And Gorvas laughs a little bit, then quickly becomes deadly serious.
A common story. An unremarkable story. Tell me more why you're here. Why you really here? I have not seen your faces before in Chintadu. I would remember, just like I remember when you dropped the name, Gurm. You're his crew now?
Gurm was nothing but a ferryman. He recommended this bar highly.
Well.
And she casts her glance towards one of her, what looks like to be, lieutenants. And Steve, we're going to break to you. You see a line of not 200, but an impressive perimeter of guards spaced evenly. And they are, as you creep up and take a bit of a closer look at the four or five guards that you can see, they are not uniracial, although there is a sizable portion of beefy half-orc guards. You see a good portion of human guards forming a perimeter around this northern tip of the docks district.
But at the moment, the perimeter hasn't been entirely made.
They seem to be outwardly facing, one guard, you know, approximately every 20 or so feet. Steve, you're here, where there's like a little chip out of this building.
Right at the corner?
Yeah.
Okay. What building is this right here? Just to the south of the Sailor's Choice.
What building?
This dock district here, this warehouse, seems to have a office, you know, sort of in front of it where the receiving side is, and it's like an 18-foot-high building directly in front of you, Steve.
Okay. Can I climb up the this building to the south?
You could climb up the front building portion of it, but not the main. The main side of it is like a sheer 18 feet to a cambered roof.
So the two buildings here are not close enough that I could sort of acrobatics bounce up and Let's get a higher vantage.
They are... No, they're a bit too far apart.
Okay.
And in this moment, you hear... did you fly out the door? Did you leave that door open, or did you close it?
I imagine, I wanted to use as much stealth as possible once I got out. I knew there was going to be people outside.
So did you close the door or open the door?
I imagine I didn't kick open the door and run out.
If you closed the door behind you, I think you wouldn't have heard any of the sort of shouting, and I demand you tell me your name, coming from inside. If you left the door open, I think you probably heard still what was going on inside the Sailor's Choice.
No, I would say I closed the door. I wanted to make it look...
Okay.
As it was.
So now you really have divested yourself of your party. You don't know what happened after that clinch moment where you escaped the gaze of the oncoming and very authoritative constabulary of Chintadu.
Yeah.
Rest of the party? Holy fuck.
Yep.
What is going on?
Friends and adventurers, welcome to The Brink. Please remember to enter our Q&A and dice giveaway event running now. Send us a question to earn one entry. Tag D&D Blackguards on Twitter with the hashtag BlackguardsQ&A or email dungeonsandblackguards@gmail.com with the subject line BlackguardsQ&A. You can earn as many as 5 entries by submitting 5 unique questions. You can also submit fan art for 5 entries. You can also leave us a review on iTunes or any other podcast platform, screen cap it, and send it to us to earn 5 more entries. Each winner will be sent a beautiful set of dice from dice maker Green Leaf Geek. Contest ends May 27, 2019. 2 winners will be drawn on April 5th. Ask us anything. But wait, there's more. Please allow us to introduce some friends of the show, The Ballad of the 7 Dice.
You forgot again, didn't you? No, I'm not letting it slip this time. This is the last time that this is erased. Their story shall be told. These heroes fought that which shatters minds. They overcame creatures of other worlds. They saved you and everyone else in existence. This shall not be forgotten. The Ballad of the 7 Dice shall be known. Find this tale at balladofthe7dice.com.
And now we return to Dungeons and Blackguards.
Rest of the party?
Yep.
What is going on?
Well, I believe I'm trying to explain myself and plead for life.
Are we back there now? Or we are back in the world of us and not Steve?
You are in no longer in Steve world.
Yeah.
Steveville.
I told them who I am.
Rook stayed in the shadows.
Yeah.
Readying himself if he's needed.
I asked the chief, what would you have us do right now?
How about come down to the constabulary?
To do what?
Confiscate all your weapons, all your gold.
No.
I have a different offer.
Tell me.
You've seen what we can do. And by we, I don't mean me. There was another man in here who cut up the orc's face. But let us help you with an issue around the town. Prove our worth. That way we don't have to give anything up.
An issue around the town? Like what?
I don't know. Is there anything that needs doing?
How about 3 or 4 strangers who come into the Sailor's Choice, a nice little soup bar, turn it into some sort of a brawl, clear out the place, We have a nice place here, Chintadu. Smon, Crombo, we have the regular vessels now coming in at 7:30 every night. We have a real thing going on now, man. That's why I'm here to keep the law, keep it right. And if you want to tell me about the problem, I don't need to look very far, man. It's you. I look right between your eyes, man. And I think I want to put you in shackles. How about that?
Oh.
How about you take these shackles instead?
I'm trying to roll it.
Can you roll a persuasion?
Yeah. Robin, am I in the room with them?
Kaito, you said no. The moment that she said, I'm going to put you in the brig. And she noticed that. And in fact, all of the guardsmen look towards you, Kaitoa, and notice that, again, this construct or golem does not seem to be being controlled by his apparent controller. He seems to completely have his own agency.
Down, Kaitoa.
What's that roll, Beleg?
Oh, fuck.
Sounds like a great roll.
Oh, it, like, just sat on 20 and just flipped over to 2, and I was like, ah! So that's a 5.
Beleg.
I don't want to roll a new character.
Beleg. Mm-hmm. Inspiration.
Who's your inspiration?
Oh, I do have an inspiration. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's a 19. 22.
Yeah, yes.
I totally forgot I had inspiration. Let's just backspace that and replace it with a 0.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
We're going to leave that right where it is with that 19 because I need to see what the next couple of beats are. You have a real sense, Beleg, that you may have gained the upper hand in this war of wills and persuasion. Rook, you see this, your party here, and you see that kind of shift in the intangible tide of conversation and influence. What do you do as you stand there at the hallway stairway?
Well, I don't think I'm going to add any sort of good to it because my intentions are never good, so so I am probably just gonna hang there and wait to see how this pans out. As much as I really want to jump in and do something, I know that I can see that Beleg and Kaito are manning the situation as best as possible, and anything that I contribute is not gonna help them.
All right.
How incredibly neutral of you.
Well, I am evil neutral.
Yeah, no. I know. That's a rare moment.
Even an evil man knows that he's not going to take on 100 half-orc guards. Yep.
What happens next, guys?
Yeah, I think I, like, submitted myself, said my name. There was no response.
Said my name.
You are, to me, established as the suspiciously, probably controlled suit of armor, golem.
Yep.
Who has aroused a bit of suspicion with his, you know, off-the-cuff moments. But Beleg, you did claim to control him, yes?
Yes. Yeah. Continue to knit.
No. I'm here looking for a thief.
Looking for a thief.
Thief.
Where are you from? I don't think you're controlled by that pointy ear little imposter there.
No, I'm looking for a dagger.
Dagger? Tell me more.
I believe you would know what I'm looking for.
I ask you the questions here, Mr. Armor Suit Man. And again, take off your helmet. Take off your chest, please. If you're not controlled by him, show me what you are.
I blow steam and I say, what I look for isn't from this earth.
She gives you a slightly sideways look and looks up at you, Beleg, and says, tell me one more time why I don't put you in jail right now. Why you cause so much trouble? Why this armor suit talking riddles about thieves and daggers I know nothing about? My town is Chintadu. That's the new rule.
What else do I have to tell you? We didn't start it. We finished it. Defused the situation. Everybody left the bar.
I'm interested in what's going on upstairs.
Yeah.
Zog and Clav. And she sends two of her vanguard formations of five half-orc guards each upstairs. And Rook, you now have about 10 half-orc of varying size. Roll a perception check, Rook.
Perfect five.
They are now really marching towards the stairs.
All right. Is there... Damn it.
How terrible would it be if Steve, in an effort to like create a commotion elsewhere in town, lit something on fire?
Yeah. We're getting there. Steve, just wait.
Steve,
just wait.
No, not you. No. You're the good one.
Not sweet.
That's plan A. Plan A every time. Plan A.
Yeah.
Rook, there is a hard, hard, quick decision ahead of you.
Can I... I'm going to look for any sort of possible cover or... You know,
there
little
is
nooking
no,
cranny
this is
that
a
I can.
Stairway, hallway that just leads up to the Velveteen Room. But
I thought
there
they had little booths.
Simply a sort of a stairs above you, stairs below you, and a railing and a wall.
I thought, wasn't there little booths that they had? The little bouncer
there
guys
are.
There?
About two steps below you are the guard booths.
Exactly. I'm gonna go for that.
Roll
I'm
a
hiding
check.
In that booth. Oh, yes. Yes. 17.
Fuck. So as the first nine guards of Chintadu roll past, you roll an insight check.
Nine guards.
Yep.
Cool. Fuck.
Because two vanguards rolled past yep. them, so that's 10.
Yep.
That's the 13.
So
13.
Okay. As the first nine constabulatory of Chintadu roll past, you do note these guys are well deployed. This is not a ragtag merc gang. This is a barracked force. And as they run past you, the last one in the line of 10, does that mean?
Sees nothing and keeps going.
Steps in cow patty.
Turns to the left and stops dead in his tracks. So you've split the party three ways. You have Rook in the bouncer booth. You have
yep.
Beleg and Kaitoa in a sort of interaction in the front of the Sailor's Choice. You have Steve.
I kind of want to light fires right now.
As you, Steve, as you look around you, roll a perception.
That is a 10.
Well, your senses do not fail you. You have not been detected.
So they're all pointed in towards the Sailor's Choice? Is that the...
Most of them seem to be pointed outwards.
Okay, so am I still at that one point? The doorway kind of thing?
You are where you want to be?
Well, I was trying to stealth to get a better advantage. I wanted to see if the group inside was being moved out of the sailor's choice where okay. they'd be headed.
So Steve, you use your sort of quick-footedness to dash around to the rearmost porthole on the left side of the sailor's choice, and you take a peek in and witness the scene as Kaitoa sort of grumbles and rumbles, and you dart back away, but being assured that your two party members are in there, your half-orc friend you could not see. And now you're back towards that rear end of the kitchen entrance to the choice. The choice, eh?
Okay. So they're not being taken out then.
Not yet. Wait a minute.
Well, I don't know. I'm not really willing to make too much of a move until I see where these guys are going. As long as they're still in the sailor's choice, it sounds like they're still parlaying. So, but I would like to get a better position. Is there a way that I could? Is the door on the other, like the actual front door on the other side of the building?
Yeah. So you have a building with one entrance in the front, the main customer entrance, the kitchen entrance at the back, and then a second level with only one exit, a little balcony shabbily built directly above the kitchen exit at the back. So this building only has three entrances and exits.
Okay. What can I do? Yeah, I do want to light something on fire. The warehouse next to the sailor's choice.
Oh Lord,
is a mercantile warehouse.
Okay, I imagine it's a time of the night that is late enough that there's no one inside. Hopefully,
The night has descended, and these docks district buildings that at the northern tip here, you know, aren't really near the water's edge at all. Have shut down for the night. There's no obvious lantern light. For sure, these places look done with for the night.
Okay. I'm going to use my lamp oil, and if there's any barrels or anything on the outside of the building, light those on fire.
Holy yes. shit.
You teenage pyro.
I'm just a teenage pyro, baby.
Wow, let me digest that.
Steve.
Oh, misguided. Shit.
Misguided Steve.
Oh, Steve, you were the last one.
No, I'm not killing anybody. I'm just creating a diversion.
Okay, no, guys. You're not killing anybody. You're killing everybody.
Beleg, on the inside of the sailor's choice, Gorbas is asking you again a question. Are you the leader of this group? Dickrod say there are four people that clear out the joint. Where the little poncho man? Gods, where did he go? The guards come back from out of the curtain into the kitchen.
Oh, it's just a dish. It's just a dish boy.
No, where did the poncho boy go?
The guards look at each other and...
Where did he go?
Don't seem to understand how they have erred.
Oh, where did the boy go?
Gorbas quickly shakes her head and then turns her attention back to Beleg and Kaitoa and continues on to ask,
and where this high-born-looking half-orc you rolling with too? Leader tell chains? Tell me now!
Idea.
And she sends six of the half-orcs directly within 8-foot radius with spears to your throat, Beleg.
I have the slightest fucking idea where they are. That's not even a lie!
I yell, we're here for a move.
She looks back at you with a raised curled lip and says,
your story's not making me happy. I don't know what joke or your game you're playing, but I don't like it.
And Rook Can you roll a stealth check?
Shit. Yeah, I'm hiding in the fucking booth there. I mean...
Yeah, right.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Your luck's run out, sir.
Yeah. Well, six.
Nine half-orc, or seeming to be at least arrayed very well, run up, but the last half-orc turns towards you. And as you see his gaze, I mean, Rook, you try and sort of duck into the corner, and there's, you know, there's some stuff in the corner of this little booth, but you just, there's not enough to hide you. You're seen. And this person immediately says,
Gonson!
He seems to be struck with some sort of paralysis.
Do I take him out? Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm going to have to be neutral on this one.
Murder, yeah. Come wait again.
Wait a moment. Yeah.
They've done so well keeping the peace. Yeah.
Yep. It was only a matter of time.
So if he's in paralysis, I'm gonna cast a poison spray here.
Go for it.
Oh, we're not gonna talk our way out of this. We're
just going straight for death.
Nope. Okay. All right.
I don't do that. I don't have a good.
No, we have the chance. We have the chance. But yeah, no. Poison spray. Poison spray, and we all die.
I'm still unseen in the shadows by everybody else.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I won't swing. I'm just waiting. This poison spray, hopefully, it doesn't hit me.
Roll it, buddy.
It's a 1d12. But it's only one target within a 10 feet range. So I guess I gotta ask, is he within 10 feet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So then, yeah, it's a 1d12. What he needs to do is constitution saving throw or take a 1d12 poison damage.
Constitution saving throw. And what is S? So S and V. S is somatic, V is verbal?
Yeah. I think that's
mobile hand movements. Hand gestures.
Oh, okay. So, Rook, what hand gesture and verbal sound?
Giant middle finger.
Fuck you.
I just extend one finger, point it at him, and say, "This is it." And then I kind of spray my poison spray at him.
This is it.
Oh, shit. Okay, roll full damage.
So, is it he's taking a saving throw or 1d12 poison damage?
Yeah,
so
I feel this.
I'll do another 12. Oh, fucker. 3. Which should only knock him out. It should only knock.
So, 3, like, of this spray poison damage?
Yeah.
Okay, where does your poison spray fly?
Straight up the right nostril.
Oh, so in the face, like right up in the face region.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Rest of the party, I don't even know where to start. I mean, Steve, you are outside. Bellic, you are still engaged, sort of in a social moment.
Well, I turn around and I see Rook right away, right? Yeah.
No, the only guy who saw me is that one guy.
In the doorway, they see a guy take a spray full of poison.
Yeah,
he was you hit the him in the.
You hit him in the nostril. It's not a silent move.
Yeah, there's no more stealth. We're all out of stealth. When you get hit with acid, you don't make a soft gurgling noise.
Yeah, this guy's screaming in pain.
It's not. Oh, it's not acid. It's just poison up the right nostril. It's good.
Is that the dishwasher? Yeah, it totally is. It's not Buddy bubbling from the neck.
My neck.
But yeah, there is a straight line of sight through the bar here, and everybody sees somebody just got sprayed in the entranceway to the staircase up.
If it makes any difference, Steve has cast Disguise Self and is now a town guard.
You burned both your spell slots?
I've got a bunch of spells.
Hey, Steve, yeah. Prepare a name. I've tried to do this before.
Yeah.
You need to have a name prepared.
Oh, I got one already. Don't worry. I know a pretty tough half-orc.
Okay, Steve, you're in the garb of the Chindadu constabulatory.
Yeah, I'm just walking away from the sailor's choice, headed down towards the docks.
Okay, you're heading south away, and as you pass within the 16-foot gap between sentries that have erected a perimeter around the sailor's choice, you...
I go, as I walk up to the guard, I say, Boss Liddy wants me to go down to the pickle, see if Gurm's there.
Nice.
I gotta go find Gurm, whoever that is.
Boss Liddy.
She wants you to check in on Gurm in the pickle, does she?
Yeah, she's pissed. Whoever those guys are in there real pissed her off.
Right, I haven't seen you here before. You look a little short for the battalion at Chintadu.
I'm actually pretty tall right now.
Well, you're gonna be a foot yeah. taller, right?
Yeah. So I am 6. Well, I'm definitely tall enough to be a half orc now.
You are talking to one guard, seems to be indeed a half orc, and the other one who walks up seems to be a human. And he immediately addresses the half-orc guardsman and says, "You dullard, he's not too short to be a guard, but maybe you're too dumb." And, yes, tall Steve, the human guard now immediately turns to you and says, "Answer his question, soldier. What's your name?"
Granite Bach.
All right, then. Are you taking are you taking a direct order, then?
Look, she's pissed. I gotta get down to this boat. What do you want to do? You want her to get pissed off at you? She's already pissed at me.
Pass on. Thank you. Can you roll a quick persuasion?
Fuck. I'm not good at persuasion.
Can he do an intimidation?
That is, I guess persuasion is charisma. Oh, that is a 9.
No bad.
Do you have any pluses on there?
Nope.
No, he has a minus.
I have a minus. Not
good enough.
Roll a 10. And a 9. I gotta get on. I gotta get going, so I'm out of here.
Can you make a dexterity saving throw as you dash away?
An acrobatics?
Sure.
That is also a 10.
So you definitely attract suspicion as you dart across the roughly 20-foot dark space between the couple of buildings down southward back towards the docks district. And these two guards look at each other as you look over your shoulder, I guess, Steve, and you're not sure as you leave their gaze.
All right. As soon as I break, like I put something in front of me, I am sprinting. I am running as fast as I possibly can. And I'm trying to remember where the hell Gurm was.
Okay, so back to dock number 2.
Yeah, I am ripping down.
Okay, and rest of the party,
has Rip been noticed? Has everybody seen Ruth?
There is a poison sprayed half-orc guard reeling back from the sort of rear booth hallway stairway of the sailor's choice.
But nobody knows that I did it.
Correct.
It's just, yeah.
Could be anything.
Just a random spray of poison.
Well, they don't know it's poison yet.
It's just it could just be deadly spray.
Oh, just a gentle mist off the ocean that just like maced me in the eyes. And like, happens all the time.
Okay, he was dumbfounded when he kind of. Nobody really knew what was going on. You know, he's stuttering backward.
Okay, so, well, I'm
who's affected by this?
Only one dude.
Just the one dude.
Just one guy.
Screaming in pain.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Ah! My fucking eyes.
It's nostril. It was a light poison. It was only a
salty. There's a salty breeze in my eyes.
It was a light sprit. It was a light sprit. You know, right up, you know, just enough to back him off.
I'm not going to attack. I'm just going to hang out.
Yeah. No, okay, give us a lay of the land post spritz quickly. Like, I want to know who's looking where and, like, what the.
Oh, no. Robin, who's downwind from the spritz? Who's
downwind? I want to read the room.
You it doesn't
have,
matter who's
you have
win,
now
cause...
a room dominated by this hobgoblin female constable, and her halberd has been lowered, but you have a still this sort of inquisitor prisoner to be question, and she quickly notices the spray at the back at one of her men and draws her halberd again and says, "Who's that back there?"
Okay. Beleg. No, fuck.
I jump out. Where's Amumu? I jump out again. I try and draw her attention back towards me. I yell out, like, "Where's
run outside the back door!"
Yeah.
Kaitoa, can you make a dexterity saving throw?
Yeah. It's awful. It is a 3.
All four guards who are directly in your proximity restrain you and stop you from launching away.
Can I do an intimidation check?
Go for it.
It's a 1. Narrow.
Your toot of steam sounds like a wet fart.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess.
Out of steam.
Yeah.
And those restraining you look away in disgust.
What is that smell? It smells awful.
Okay. Beleg runs towards the constable, dives on top of her, and at the same time cast disguise self to look exactly like her.
The old switcheroo. The old switcheroo.
You got the persuasion to boot.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's good for the gander.
Well, I guess taking how would you approach the situation?
So the whole goal would be to run and, like, it would be movement. I want to dive tackle and roll on the ground, and while I'm rolling, cast disguise self. There's an acrobatics check, I think.
Yeah.
But also, you have to cast
dex is 15.
While
rolling. Yeah, go for it. Yeah. Go for it. So, go for it, dude, but I'm going to roll against you.
That's a nat 20! Oh, holy fuck. Shit, that's a nat 20!
I got 16 plus 3.
Oh, that's a nat 20!
You successfully launch yourself in this moment of utter suspended animation, and all of a sudden you are on top of this hobgoblin constable, Gorvas. What do you do?
I roll and cast disguise self so I look exactly like her, and then I disengage.
Do you have to roll for that, or do you just do it?
Disguise self, I just do it.
Okay. So you've had, you know, 5-6 minutes to look her up and down and take note, and you stand up and you look exactly like her.
And I yell, "Guards, disengage!"
Half of the half-orcs In fact, 9 of them step away, and the remaining 7 of them hold their ground.
Gorvas!
Gorvas? Hey! Gorvas stays on the ground, and she is momentarily stunned.
Take this prisoner! He tried to disturb you! He tried to trick you and disguise as me! Take him in your hands! Take him away, guards! Put Vinny him in a cell!
And the sliced face half-orc bouncer on the side, Garl. Yeah, Vinny and Garl, who have remained silent as you asked them to, Beleg, during this whole interaction, Vinny now stands up and shouts,
That's not at all what's going on here!
Wow.
And anybody on the first floor of the Sailor's Choice is going to roll initiative.
Is that with my bonus? Oh, 18.
That was a nice move, Beleg. You get inspiration. I give you 1 inspiration. That's wonderful.
Beleg rolled a 12. I mean, Gorvas rolled a 12.
Yeah.
12.
That's right, you tied with Beleg.
Beleg, yeah.
Roll off.
Steve, what do we do with you? You are immediately, presented with a rapidly darkening dock district of Chintadu. You see the familiar sight of the main dock and dock number 2. And as you run down the boardwalk, which is mostly empty, although you do see a couple stragglers, you're quickly approaching where you came from and where you're mostly familiar with.
Where, I'm trying to recall where Gurm said he was going.
I don't think.
Oh, I love this. Now we know. Roll for history.
Yeah. Ugh, not a good point. Not a good suit. Not as bad as charisma roll, though, so that's something. That is a 13.
He said he was going to catch up with Hamas, settle up, and that he had 1 stop to make. He was fairly unequipped, so you imagine he wouldn't stray too far. Can you roll a roll an insight again, Steve?
That's not too bad, actually. That is a 11.
And the black key and the black leather pouch it was attached to do stand out in your mind.
Is it the black key?
Oh, yes. When you were on the docks, you recall that Gurm / Mickey handed Hamas a black key.
Oh, yeah, totally. I thought that was the key to the pickle for some reason.
Black key, yeah.
He handed the keys to the sea pickle to...
Yeah, should I go steal the key and grab the sea pickle? And then Steve sailed away.
No! No, we will escape this! And we will make dives onto the sea pickle while you're speeding past the dock.
So, Steve, you're no forgetful Franny. You are indeed back at the pathway, the alleyway that leads to dock number 2, where you and your group disembarked. Rook, you've sprayed this dude with your arcane poison.
Yep. But I'm still hidden in that.
You're first in initiative.
Yeah. Well, I'm still in that bouncer's enclave, yeah. And the other 9 guys have gone upstairs, right?
Correct.
Yeah. How far upstairs are they?
You hear their footsteps go all the way up.
Can I roll a perception to see if they're beyond kind of like the first booths? At the top of the steps?
Sure.
Oh, nat 20. And nice. My perception's pretty good, so... Or actually, no, it's neutral. It's actually neutral, so it's just
pretty good.
You can tell these guys have moved on, and you're now in this little spot where, you know, for the last two or three minutes, as a wild exchange of words has occurred in front of you, but you did preserve and extend your stealth beyond all expectations, but you do have a person who's reeling back with poison and writhing on the floor, and the scene in the tavern here is still one of tense inquisition and brigsmanship.
Okay, I'm going to try to I'm going to exit this situation because I'm not helping it, so I'm going to go up the stairs stealthily and tuck into the first
I don't think you'd be booth. Stealth. I don't think that's possible at this point.
Can you please roll a stealth check as you attempt to go up the stairs?
11.
Ah, son of a bitch.
The half-orc who you poisoned sprayed in the nostril looks up at you. A rook through his hand, which is still clutching the right side of his face, and then looks back towards the front of the sailor's choice and yells,
Gorvas! It's a poon sleigh! Gorvas?
What? What are you talking about?
And that's where we will leave our adventurers this evening.
I tried to stealth away as much as trying to keep the situation from getting...
Hey, man, and when you can't stealth, you just spray poison.
Exactly. It was a spritz. It was a spritz.
Oh, God.
A spritz of poison. Oh, guys. Okay, well, it was a rollicking night. A second night at the Sailor's Choice. We got to get out of this establishment, man. There's going to be nothing left. And, guys, we'll see you next Monday. Have a great night.
Yeah. Night, Rob. Thanks. Yeah. As always.
Fuck.
That was ugly. That was ugly.
Oh, the in vortex.
Yeah. I swear, yeah. I made
we
like
gotta get out of this
three
pub.
Or four different attempts to defuse that situation tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sailor's I'm choice.
The larger one.
Missing sausage.
Now this. First, you were Beleg, then you were Aaron Telchains, now you're imitating Gorvas.
Yeah. Oh
my God.
The okay. Bullshit.
Hey, Kaitoa.
Yeah. Can I roll for my one character right now?
Half of the half-orcs and various guards.
It's a quarter orc.
Straight
from
up.
His butt.
I'm not gonna be in his butt.
Up his butt.
Just turns around and
he's
squeezes one
at
out.
You. Brandon, right. It has to be on the side of him that has facing you. Okay? Beleg, it's not boomerang poison spray.
I feel like if we went to the missing sausage, our fate would have been better.